This is a letter dated on the 29th day of Sivan, Baruch Hashem, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, in 1951, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, a lot of titles. Avraham Moshe Babad, he was the head of the community, the rabbi of the community of Sunderland, which is in Sunderland. Where is Sunderland?
Germany.
In
Germany and
huh?
Austria.
Germany.
Germany,
that's Sudetenland. Okay. So Rebbe writes him like this. I received your letter from the 15th day of Iyar, Lamed Lemat Munim, which I got to look what that means, in which you're putting in efforts for this rabbi. The rabbi told him, the name is omitted over here, that he says your community people, they are looking to choose him, to make him into a, he should be a shaychet and a baidik over there, should be leading the services, that if this fellow that you would invite would come join your community, he would be a tremendous asset. This would bring a big correction for the community. Rebbe says, I understand very well your effort, because you, as being the head of the community, the rabbi of the community, the Morda Asra, the entire responsibility of the place is upon you. So it's fitting that you should try all that you can to strengthen and improve, to strengthen the situation, your community. So you need to do that job. However, the Rebbe says, you must also understand my situation, the Rebbe says to him, that I don't have the right to go ahead to benefit one place on the account of another place. In other words, I can't take away an important person from one place to give him to you to another place. So he says, especially that in the city that he was there already for many years. And this was with the consent of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he was standing over there. So you know, that's the place where he belongs. The Rebbe is basically saying, I'm not going to have him move, even though you need him a lot, but he's already in a place. So therefore, the Rebbe says, I had already written at that time to the other rabbi that if he would find a fitting replacement for him, for this city, so then he may look into moving to another place. I guess that person, the candidate, he himself wrote to the Rebbe about moving to this place, to the offer that he got. So the Rebbe has said to him, that Rebbe is saying that I told him that if you find a proper fitting replacement for the place where you're serving now, so then you can look into it. Rebbe says, I'm also sending you the latest the pamphlet that has been came out for the month of Shavuos, that certainly you will find very interesting. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his holy work. So the Rebbe says, you know that there's a group of Sheikhtim Abaytkim, of the Chabad Sheikhtim Abaytkim, that have just came to Ireland for several months. That includes my father, may he rest in peace, was there, one of the Sheikhtim who went to Ireland, the Rebbe is saying. But the Rebbe is saying to this rabbi that perhaps it would be fitting that you should visit with them, and maybe together you can figure out a way how to benefit, to better the situation in your community without hurting another community. But here is also amazing to see how the Rebbe, you know, with all the desire to help, the Rebbe needs to put down the rules that you can't take away from one place to the other place. Now, one of the things the Rebbe was very strong for all these times. The Rebbe never allowed for people to just move and take up other places, especially rabbis. Even if the community guide, because their responsibility is they were like the captain on the ship. You know, everybody else evacuates from the ship. When the ship, everybody else is out, then you go. But not to have the captain, the rabbi of a community, leave before he makes it clear that everybody else is. So before you leave, you have to make sure that there's a proper replacement.